This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants to be the next Rusk County Sheriff. According to a press release, current Sheriff Jeffrey Wallace is planning to retire in April with nearly 2 years left on his term. Qualified applicants can find the Register of Deeds, Coroner, and Sheriff application materials on the Apply to Serve section of the governor's official website. Applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. on January 31st. Applicants can also contact the governor's Office of Legal Counsel for more information on the process. The Washburn City Council is expected to select a plan for the future of Hillside Park at their meeting next week. A number of plans have been considered over the past few months with various public hearings to gather input from the community. Parks Committee officials recommended a plan that includes a multi-use court, picnic pavilion, and ADA-accessible walkways, as well as benches and a playground in the green space. Some residents have expressed opposition to having more courts due to concerns about ongoing maintenance. The Wisconsin State Legislature is back in session after lawmakers were sworn in on Monday. With new district maps across the state, 54 Republicans and 45 Democrats were sworn into office with drastically different goals for their terms. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers proposed an expansion of the state referendum process to allow citizen petitions for constitutional amendments. Republican leaders say they are not likely to support that plan and intend to focus their efforts on a tax cut to send the state's surplus back to taxpayers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a virtual public hearing on potential changes to deer management units in the state's Northern Forest Zone on Wednesday. DNR officials are considering a return to habitat-based deer management units rather than continuing with the county-based system. They say the change could allow more harvest opportunities for antlerless deer in more abundant areas while setting limitations on areas with a smaller deer population. The meeting can be found through the DNR website. The application period for the Recovery High School's planning grant is now open. The grant program seeks to support the development of recovery high schools, which are better equipped to meet the needs of students overcoming substance abuse challenges. Applicants could receive as much as $100,000 per grant through the Department of Public Instruction. The program was established in 2023 through Act 72, and more information on the program and the application materials can be found on the Act 72 website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting an increase in gray wolf depredations on livestock in 2024. According to DNR data, 2024 saw 84 cases of confirmed or probable wolf depredations on livestock, up from 69 in 2023 and 49 in 2022. DNR officials also reported an increase in the number of wolf harassment complaints from residents. Managing the gray wolf population in the state has become a controversial topic, with lawmakers at odds over whether there should be a set wolf population goal or not. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Chetek man facing drug-related charges who missed his court appearance last week. According to the law enforcement authorities, 49-year-old Daryl Cole was charged with felony possession of methamphetamine and narcotic drugs, as well as misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. Cole was scheduled to appear in court on Thursday, but never showed up. He's facing up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine on the charges. He was out on a $1,000 signature bond. The Great Lakes Aquarium in Duluth has announced a notable increase in attendance in 2024, with big plans for next year as well. According to organization officials, over 225,000 people visited the aquarium in 2024, an over 5% increase over 2023 attendance. They credited their new Oceans Alive seawater exhibit for the increase after seeing a record-breaking summer following its opening. In 2025, the aquarium is planning a Lava to Lakes exhibit, which will include a pool where visitors can touch the sharks. On Friday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order to ensure state-owned properties meet National Flood Insurance Program guidelines for floodplain management. According to a press release, Executive Order 250 provides clear land use authority requiring state projects to meet the requirements of the NFIP guidelines or more restrictive guidelines if applicable. Ensuring compliance with those guidelines will allow Wisconsin to remain eligible to receive federal funding like loans, grants, or incentives for state projects. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing energy-saving tips to help residents keep their utility bills down. As winter weather arrives and the sun sets earlier, Wisconsinites may find themselves paying extra for electricity and heating. To put a dent in that higher-than-usual bill, DNR officials are suggesting residents do things like lower their thermostat when leaving the home, keep shades open during the day to allow sunlight to heat their home, and check their homes for cracks or holes that may be allowing that heat out. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. I got to tell you, he set a tone, started the game with his passing. That, you know, it's funny, we're talking about how well he passed, but I thought that just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy, and, you know, the mindset that you have going into the next week. So, you know, we got to just fix the mindset. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Golden Globes are in the books. The show honors the best of both TV and film from around the world. Nikki Glaser was the night's MC and got mostly favorable reviews and good laughs, like when she told Timothy Chalamet she loves his eyelashes on his upper lip. Some of the award winners include Jeremy Allen White, who won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for The Bear for the second year in a row. Jean Smart took home the prize in the same category for Best Actress in Hacks. When it comes to film, the big winners were The Brutalist and Emilia Perez. Zoe Saldana nabbed the Best Supporting Actress for her role in Perez, and Adrian Brody was named Best Actor for The Brutalist. Demi Moore won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy in The Substance, and it was Sebastian Stan who won Best Actor in the same category for his role in A Different Man. Award season is officially underway. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today, I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over 8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this morning, some sunshine for the afternoon, and a high in the upper teens. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of 0 to 5 above. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 4.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.